Preface by Dharmacharini Nyanasiddhi. When I was new to Buddhism and looking for ways in which to practice it, I came across the booklet entitled Mind, Reactive and Creative. On reading it, I became very excited at the possibilities it opened up. I realized I had an eminently practical tool that I could apply then and there to the life I was leading. I didn't need to be able to reach the sublime heights of meditative absorption, a long way from me at the time, or to take up a robe and bowl. I could use it as I was, working in a human rights organisation and living in London, with all the demands, preoccupations and distractions such a life involves. With this tool, I was able to bring awareness to events which had just seemed to happen, or to situations in which I felt frustrated or overwhelmed. I realised, as if in a revelation, that I had a choice. I could choose to react unthinkingly to what was happening, or I could pause, try to see things differently, and look for a new way to respond. Over the years I have remembered this basic teaching of Buddhism, so clearly presented as the creative mind in that booklet. I have put it into practice in traffic jams, meetings, confrontations, and on rainy Monday mornings, alone and with others. Since then, I have read much more of the teachings of Sangharakshita, including the other title in Buddha Mind, Breaking Through into Buddhahood. In this too, I was struck by the usefulness of the teaching and its challenge. Do I really believe in my own potential for Buddhahood? What stands in my way? And am I prepared to make the effort to identify and break through those barriers? Along with the challenge, Sangharakshita also encourages us to have faith in the possibility of breaking through, as well as helping us to identify the hindrances. Sangharakshita has also expressed his own deep commitment to the Buddha's path in poetry. If we lay prose and poetry side by side, we get different, though complementary, insights into the truth towards which they are pointing. In the poem I Want to Break Out, and the poem New, part of which is included in this book, we see Sangharakshita the poet engage personally with the teachings of creativity and spiritual transformation contained in the essays. In much of his teaching and writing, Sangharakshita consistently poses the challenge that I felt when reading these booklets, the challenge to make the practice of Buddhism a living reality that affects every aspect of one's life. His message is that Buddhism, properly and deeply understood, and thoroughly and extensively applied, is revolutionary. It is not just a pleasant theory or pastime. It can and should change our lives. In both Breaking Through into Buddhahood and Mind, Reactive and Creative, the mind is of central importance in making this change. In Milton's words, it is, quote, its own place and in itself can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven. But if it is our minds that create our worlds, it is also our minds that contain the key to transformation. Sangharakshita, in a reference to Blake's golden string that leads us in at heaven's gate, talks of our minds as being the beginning of that golden string that eventually leads us to Buddhahood. If we can learn to work with our minds and not be at the mercy of negative emotions, habitual reactions, and repetitive thoughts, then we have a valuable tool to help us to make breakthroughs in our spiritual practice, including, one day, that most dramatic breakthrough of all, into Buddhahood.